done anything. I squatted beside her. I remember you now, darling. It took me a while because we didn't see that much of you in Juniper. You weren't very nice to my buddy Marin Shed. I looked at Lady. What were you figuring on making out of her? She did not answer. Be that way. We'll talk later. I looked at the apprentice. Lisa de la Bulwark. You hear me name your name, the way these others did? Crows chuckled to one another. I'm going to give you a break that you probably don't deserve. Mergen, find some place to lock this one up. We'll turn her loose when we're ready to move out. Goblin, you help One Eye with whatever he's got to do. I looked at the company standard, blood-stained once again, flying defiantly again. You, pointing at One Eye, take care of it right, unless you want two more of them after us the way the Limper was. He gulped air. Yeah. Lady, I told you. Tonight in Stormguard. Let's go find some place. Something was wrong with me. I felt mildly depressed, vaguely let down. Once again victim of an anticlimax, of a hollow victory. Why? Two great wickednesses were about to be removed from the face of the earth. Luck had marched with the company once more. We had added more impossible triumphs to our roll of victories. We were 200 miles nearer our destination than we'd had any right to hope. There was no obvious reason to expect much trouble from those troops locked up in that camp south of the city. Their Shadow Master captain was wounded. The people of Stormguard, for the most part, were accepting us as liberators. What was to be bothered about? Chapter 40. De Jagere, formerly Stormguard. Tonight in Stormguard. Tonight in Stormguard was something, though somehow tainted with that lack of satisfaction that haunted me increasingly. I slept well past dawn. A bugle wakened me. The first thing I saw when I cracked my lids was a big, black bastard of a crow eyeballing Lady and me. I threw something at it. Another bugle call. I stumbled to a window, then streaked to another. Lady, get up. We got trouble. Trouble snaked out of the southern hills in the form of another enemy army. Mogaba had our boys getting into formation already. Over on the south wall, Cletus and his brothers had the artillery harassing the encampment, but their engines could not keep that mob from getting ready for a fight. The people of the city poured from their houses, headed for the walls to watch. Crows were everywhere. Lady took a look, snapped, "Let's get dressed," and started helping me with my costume. I helped with hers. I said of mine, "This thing is starting to smell. You may not have to wear it much longer." "Eh? That bunch coming out of the hills has to be just about everybody they've got left under arms. Break them, and the war is over." "Sure, except for 3 Shadow Masters who might not see it that way." I stepped to the window, shaded my eyes. I thought I could detect a black dot floating among the soldiers. We don't have anybody on our side now. Maybe I shouldn't have been so hasty with Shifter.
You did the right thing. He'd fulfilled his agenda. He might even have joined the others against us. He had no grudge against them.